Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible.
Good afternoon. I'd like to talk to you today about the subject of guilt and coping with guilt. I suppose, first of all, we should ask the question, what is guilt? The word guilty really means you've been found to have done something wrong. Whereas guilt might not just be the same as that. It might sometimes just be a feeling. It might be that you feel as if you've done something wrong. It can be two different things. So strictly speaking, guilt is the fact of having committed a specified or implied offence or crime. In law, it's the duty of the prosecution to prove the prisoner's guilt. And we use lots of words to describe that culpable and wrong, criminality, unlawful, and so on. I'm talking from a Christian perspective, and my blog and podcasts are all aimed at getting people to think about the Bible, life, our status and standing before God. I'm interested to notice that Jesus Christ, who most people would accept was a unique man, and Christians obviously believe was more than a man, he was indeed God become man. It says about him in Luke chapter 22, verse 37 in the Bible, he was reckoned among the transgressors. Those men were guilty of crimes and were dying for them. And this was a fulfillment of a prediction in the Bible in Isaiah, recorded in Isaiah 53. He was reckoned, he was numbered with the transgressors. The men that were being put to death at Calvary at the same time as Jesus was crucified were guilty, but Jesus was not. Now you may feel guilty, and I dare say most of the time you, like me, are quite justified in our feelings of guilt, for we've done wrong. But my message is a very simple one to you today, and that is, you can have that guilt dealt with. You can have the wrongs that you've done put right. You can have a clear conscience. Because the Bible teaches that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Your conscience is an automatic test that God has placed within every human being to make them aware of right and wrong. You can be convicted by your own conscience. We've all broken God's law, Ten Commandments. We lie, we're selfish, we don't love our neighbour as ourselves, and so on. And before God, we are guilty. But God offers to you salvation. Because Christ died for our sins. He was buried, and he rose again. And God offers to you the clearing of guilt, the forgiveness of sins, through trusting his Son. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That salvation is available because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. It becomes yours when you accept your guilt, confess your sin, and believe, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we can help you, please get in touch.
You have been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk.